CanadianThicker.com, Freddie P, checking in with you early today because I'm actually going to have a musical guest in studio with me in about 45 minutes. Freddie?
A musical guest?
Yeah. Well, I know you were hoping for Steely Dan, but no. It'll be a guy from Toronto, actually. His name is Co. He grew up at Queen and Broadview.
Right on. Yeah. He must be a cool dude if he's from the Big Smoke.
Well, now you're full of shit. Freddie, let's get into it right away. Ilya Kovalchuk, should the NHL have canceled that contract?
Yes. I don't know if legally that's going to hold up, although it doesn't look like Jersey or Kovalchuk's going to challenge it because I don't think they broke any rules, but I'm glad that the NHL did step in because it's just not good for hockey and it wasn't good for the league. It was a blatant attempt to get around the salary cap, and it's just got to stop.
Well, it does, but on the other hand of things, though, now what happens if Kovalchuk says, well, screw you and go signs with the KHL or something like that?
Well, good for him, but the thing is, I'm not a fool. I mean, really, the fans aren't fools, and the league isn't a fool. A 17-year contract that pays you $11 million in the first year and $500,000 a year when you're 44 in the 17th year is nothing but a blatant attempt to get around the salary cap, and that's not the spirit in which the salary cap was established. So I back the NHL on this one.
So they're laughing out here in Vancouver a little bit, Freddie. It's not even, the season's not even happening right now, as everybody knows, but Sammy Salo once again is injured. Do you know the story roughly of Sammy Salo?
Sort of. Well, I know he's...
Let me fill you in.
He should be a soccer player.
Yeah, well, actually, one of our sports guys on TV made a great point. They said, you know, if Sammy Salo was the quarterback for the BC Lions, he'd be dead by now.
Absolutely.
He's injured. He's got a bad, he's gone and ruptured his Achilles heel. And they already call him out here Glassman. And there's talk about Kevin Bieksa, one of the defensemen, getting traded to possibly Montreal just to kind of get rid of salary. And there's got to be a few people out here in Vancouver that are thinking, well, you know, the Glassman can't stay healthy. Why get rid of Bieksa? Why not get rid of him?
Well, you know, those are the affairs of the Vancouver Canucks, and as a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, I can only be jealous and envious because we wish we had those problems in Toronto.
talking to Freddie P from CanadianThinker.com. So, Freddie, are you a basketball fan?
In a word, no.
So you wouldn't sit and watch a game, and do you follow it? I mean, you love sports, so I guess you follow it pretty well the way a lot of people do, and that is you'll watch the highlights if they come on kind of thing?
Yes, but here's my situation. It seems the older I get, the more of a cynic and a skeptic that I get. I am. And basketball has lost me over the past 4 or 5 years, again, with the outrageous contracts and the bizarre and almost archaic and backward thinking of the players and the league. It bothers me.
Well, this will go right down your alley then. I mean, first of all, we have Canada playing an exhibition game here against China, which is a great idea, given the Asian community here in the lower mainland of Vancouver. So that's coming up. But also, there's an exhibition basketball game out here between the Phoenix Suns and the Toronto Raptors, which is great. I mean, everybody knows Steve Nash is from out this way. He's a Victoria boy, and he is absolutely loved. I mean, I think Terry Fox, Steve Nash are neck and neck as far as the most popular athletes. Possibly Louis Pisaglia and Trevor Linden just behind that in Vancouver. But this game that's happening, first of all, it's an exhibition basketball game in a market that threw basketball out, what, 3 years after it came here? Mm-hmm. And the top ticket, Freddie, $320 each.
You know, that's not expensive by NBA standards. Like, courtside at Raptor game, I don't know. Apparently it's around $1,000 a game or something. Hey, all the power to them. Neil, it's the same thing with bringing the NFL to Toronto, you know, with the Buffalo Bills. They price these tickets outrageously, and then the fan decides, do I want to get sucked in and pay this money, or am I going to stay home and ignore it? So in the end, they can price tickets any level they want. It's up to as usual, it's up to the fan. They dictate what the situation is, and I hope, personally, nobody goes.
Have you seen a TV show that's out there now, Freddie? I think you'd love it if you haven't seen it yet, called Modern Family?
Yeah.
You've got to watch the show if you haven't seen it. It's with Ed O'Neill. He used to be the main guy in...
Married with Children.
Thank you. He's in this show, and he has this Colombian wife. This wife, a Spanish wife, who is absolutely stunningly gorgeous. And I thought, you know, if the top ticket is $320 each, if she was your date and guaranteed sex afterwards, I might pay it.
That's right. And you can bet somewhere along the line you would dribble.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. That's the website to go to for more fun and games. Not all about sports. Sometimes it's about heavier topics as well. And as always, Freddie, the last two words are yours.
Oh, I'm with you.